The federal court in Milwaukee is currently hearing arguments on Wisconsin Act 23, the voter ID bill that's been tied up in court since a Dane County judge issued an injunction against it in July of last year. But at a public hearing this week, State Representative Michael... Schross says he hopes his new bill will require voters to have a photo ID before next year's November election.
We ultimately want everyone to vote, but we also want every voter to be legally eligible to vote. The lack of integrity in our elections, even if we are talking about just one fraudulent vote, directly undermines the very foundation of our constitutional republic.
Schross says the provisions in the bill are modeled on an Indiana state law that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. But Andrea Kaminsky of the Wisconsin League of Women Voters says the bill still places an undue burden on people who don't have the documents it requires to register to vote at the polls.
The purpose of this legislation is not to simply identify people who turn out to vote, because that could be accomplished in a much less restrictive manner. It appears that the true purpose is still to prevent some people from exercising their right to vote, and that's unconstitutional.
The bill is one of two Republican-backed voter ID bills introduced this fall. It's possible they could reach the floor of the legislature in January. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.